The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
So we were talking in the break, our Monday morning quarterback, Devin Gardner. You know, I've never been a coach, so I try not to be presumptuous, saying, this is the easy thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, the psychology of coaching. That's why I always ask, in addition to X's and O's questions, I also ask about the psychology of coaching.
Yeah.
And I imagine the psychology of quarterbacks
is even more expansive to
deal with for coaches. So I don't want to sit here and act like, oh, man, this is just some easy thing to do. But I'm also, that's why I keep asking you from a quarterback perspective, you know, how do you deal with that psyche? Because this is a thing for them. This is not a strength. This is something that they're inconsistent doing, hitting shots. How can you augment that in ways, not to say that you don't call deep shots with Cade anymore. Of course you would.
Right.
But can you give some of those shots, some of the, you know, the you know, whatever the menu of shot plays that you have in a game?
If
JJ got a few
allocate
of those
allocate some of those to JJ. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, I'm not going to be us here and lie. So for me, I've never been the star of a team and had a guy more talented than me backing me up. That's never happened for me, right? But if that were to happen, I hate hypotheticals because it's not real. It didn't actually happen. But hypothetically, if I'm a quarterback, right, and there's a guy behind me who can run better, he can throw the deep ball better, he's just more talented than me, I don't want to see him ever take a rep. Right? And I think it's kind of like the Tom Brady thing where, like, I don't ever want to give my backup a chance to prove that he can do something better than me. Right. And so when you talk about psychology of quarterbacks, I think for sure, Cade, even though I want him to be the great leader and, hey, whatever the team needs to win, he's got pride and he's a man. Like, he wants to be the quarterback, and there's no way he's comfortable with always allowing this talented young guy who is the future, it's very clear, is the future, to continue to come in and make big plays or in big situations he's been put out. But he's handled it well to this point. And I would imagine they're going to continue to expand the role for JJ. And I think that's the sign of a true leader and real confidence. And it's, you have to be able to do it. You have to. I remember getting benched, right, for Shane Morris, right?
Uh-huh.
Got benched. I didn't come. First of all, nobody even on the team knew that I wasn't playing. That's how locked in and good of a teammate I was during the week. Nobody even knew that I wasn't starting until we got to game day. And they're like, what's going on? Right, and Kate and Shane played terrible, right?
Man, why is
he played terrible? But who's right there? Okay. Hey, man, I got you, man.
See, you know what I know about you. And so whenever somebody plays
that's so messed up.
Just insert Shane.
So,
now
you gonna tell me Shane and Shane don't sound just like?
Come on, Sam. You started the dang old show with that. You keep trying to do that to me.
If you had inserted Shane in for Kate,
if you would have never said that this morning, I would have never even thought of it.
It's just the continuation
but
of a
as
pattern.
I was saying, right, he doesn't play very good, but you can look at pictures, video, whatever you want. Not one time did I soak. Not one time. I was his biggest fan. And even when he hurt his little ankle in the back of the end zone, I pulled him to the side on the side. I was like, hey, man, listen, man, I can win this thing for us. You don't have to. He said, no, I can do it. Well, all right, go back out there. And then, everything that happened, I tried to help you. But, you know, it is what it is. And I come down, drive down very quickly because Minnesota's terrible, right? Drive down super quick, go in the end zone. Like, I mean, that's what could have happened the entire time. But, you know, things happen, right? But you don't complain. I've never even talked about it, right? You don't. Did I agree with that? Absolutely not. I want to say other words, but this is a family network. But that's not how teams work. The greatest team sport for a reason. You deal with it, and if you get your opportunity, you drive down and you score in four or five plays against a team that stopped you all day.
And the circumstances are so different here because this team is
very, 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 very good.
They're winning.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, all positive.
Yeah.
This is all, you know, not trying to salvage or save.
Yeah.
This is trying to enhance something that's already pretty good.
Yep. It is.
So you would think that would affect the mindset some, but let's move on to your next play.
All right, so next play is good play, right? Come out of the break, good play. Start the day, good play. Okay. That's good. You didn't even know the next one's a good play, but you took it to a break right before a good play. Very good, because there are some bad ones coming up. Anyway, flanker drive, concept, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drive concept, and when you have this drive concept at the top of your screen, you got dig, and then you got shallow cross, right? It's essentially a man beater, but there it's a read in there where the tight end and the quarterback at the same time needs to see zone so that he can settle in the hole, which this is something that Cade is very, very good at. He's shown he's been able to do it with these intermediate throws like you talked about. So at the top of your screen, you got like a 1-2, right, combination of that's my read. 1 or 2, right? 1 or 2 between those two. And then you got 3, and then you got 4 to the basic, right? The tight end is a basic. Basic cross is what they call it. Cade does a great job, and all does a great job of looking up zone and throttling down immediately. Doesn't give any jibber-jabber. Obviously, that 1 to 2 up there is gone, so you're right to your third read. And this is the second time during the show that I've showed Cade being able to get through his reads and get to the right guy. He does a good job here, and all catches the ball, gets tackled. That's how it happens, right? You got a shallow cross coming across the field. All does a great job, and just watch it from the back view. Eyes there, eyes straight to there, right? Everybody see that? Let me rewind that just a little bit so you can see how important. Watch Cade's helmet. Boom, eyes, right? The wing helmet shows you exactly where he's looking, right? That's what he always used to talk about in practice. I know where you're looking. I can see your wings. Yeah. I can see the wing helmet. I know exactly where you're looking. I know where you're looking. Yeah, he used to always say that. Yeah. And I'm like, dang, he do. I said, no, coach, my eyes was looking the other way. It was my helmet, but my eyes was looking the other way. So the helmet always shows you, and even if his eyes were looking at all, the helmet is telling the defense that you're looking that way, so that's fine. Mm-hmm. And then he comes back to the appropriate guy. Very good job by Kate.
And so this is an example of you know, again, one of the things that they mean is the coaching staff. Yeah. Like, okay, man, we got this. We got this consistently.
Progression, pure progression, yeah. And you get through your progression quickly. Right, quickly, and get to the right guy.
This is why it's not this. Oh, he's terrible. You got some fans say, oh, he's just so terrible. He's a guy. You got to get him out of there. This is why the coaches are like, no,
we got so terrible.
Okay, so now if we get on.
Maybe not our best guy, but not so terrible. There you go.
All right, so get on to the next play, which next I'm sure play. You're gonna.
So this is. Allow me to have this dance one more time. With Blake Corum this time. Obviously, everybody got a hat on a hat, and that's very good. But just watch Blake Corum work. I mean, there's the whole bunch of – I just need to put this on here because this jump cut is outstanding. He has an unblocked defender because that's the guy he has to beat. That's not because the offensive line missed him.
Right.
It's the guy he has to beat. Pew, excuse me. And then we're going to go 1, 2, 3 with our feet. 1, 2, 3, and put this guy on the ground. Excuse me. What are you? Ain't nothing down there. What are you doing?
So, all right.
Hold on. Don't worry about that. I'll rewind that. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
Okay,
hey, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
Your bad rewind skills right there. Bad pause skills right there.
Don't worry about that.
I mentioned this earlier in the show, in the first hour, about how Michigan's running backs this year are winning those one-on-one battles. And like I said, you have plays where everybody has a man. And on many plays, the running back, hey, man, that's your guy.
Yeah, you got to beat him.
You got to beat him. And Michigan's running backs are beating that guy routinely. I feel like
is key.
Yeah, I feel like to this point in the season, those two guys combined have done that more than Michigan's running backs the last couple of seasons combined.
Allow me to have this dance. That's what I call it. I love it. You know, Mark Jackson, it's in football, too. Allow me to have this dance, young fella.
Whether it's design or someone missing a block and leaving a guy free, do you have a spin cycle on here? Do you have a spin cycle on here?
I don't have a spin cycle on here.
You left the spin cycle.
I left the spin cycle out. I did. I mean, you got a lot of plays. We got to talk about some good stuff. Right, man. Come on, man.
Now,
stop talking, taking up all my time. Stop taking up all my time because we got a bad play here.
H2. Some love, too.
Oh, no, I put him on my Instagram all the time. All
right.
He always doing something sweet. I love it. It's my guy.
Let's get to the next play.
Okay. Well-designed play, right? Because of the run game is so effective. We got a tight end coming up on the safety in a stalk block, kind of scenario, and then he bursts past him. He's open. Period. That's the end. You can't throw this ball on a line and make him stop and make a combat catch. And when I say combat catch, I mean a catch where he has to fight with the defender for the ball. He beat him. Lay this ball up and over, right? And it's going to be a drawing here at some point. Lay this ball up and over out of the screen and drop it in front of him rather than throwing it straight to him. Because when you throw it straight to him, now you give the defender a chance to make the play. And this is another one of those shots you talked about where, hey, we have a well-designed play, first of all, based off of what they're doing with those cover four safeties trying to stop the run. We have a perfect play called where you get a stalk block and then run past them, and then the ball is just completely short with no imminent danger.
So
the offensive line did a great job of blocking.
Let me say this real clear for effect. If you say Michigan's receivers are not getting open, you are not watching the games.
Yeah, you're on.
You
you're,
sound ridiculous.
It's like you're doing. You're drinking your drink, and then you're eating your popcorn, and you look up, you and it's ridiculous. Like, why is everybody? No.
You are talking. And if you see some analyst saying that, you definitely talking to someone who is not watching the game.
Yeah.
Stop listening to them.
Because Devin's watching these games.
I stay up late
watching these games with the real cut up. Yeah. Not the TV copy.
If they're telling you, and look, man, we use the coach's copy. On Borges' breakdowns now, too. So we show you the full field, the whole field. And there are receivers that are open, that mm-hmm. have been open down the football field. So it's why when we talk about down the line, what can they do to sort of enhance? Mm. The first few games is you're looking for progress. You're looking for signs that can be more consistent. Well, mm-hmm. it remains inconsistent. These are the examples are fewer because of the kind of defense Northwestern was playing.
Very vanilla.
Jim made the point that they're keeping safeties back.
They do what they do.
Yeah, shots aren't going to be as open, but
when we get those opportunities, gotta have them.
And missed them and went on the school marker play. I tweeted, gotta hit those.
Gotta
hit those. And so that's why I get back to the question. Okay, you can hope that gets better. But is hope necessarily a plan? And so what can you plan to try to get that better? And that's where I talk about JJ, not as a replacement. Mm. Just like I at the beginning.
Change up.
Yeah, at the beginning of the season, after he gets in the Western Michigan game and has that great play, I wasn't saying replace Cade. I mean,
that would have been ridiculous.
Try to use him more, and they eventually got to the point where they did use him more. Not because of what
basically, no, it's because you because Sam Webb's coach.
No, not because of what I said.
I think you're a coach. Are you a coach?
No, I'm not.
I think
not
you got the inside scoop.
I've never coached. I've never coached anything, right? But because
you got common sense, is what you're saying.
Eventually, they said, "Hey, man, we got a dude here that's a weapon." I wonder if they're going to say that from a all right instead of one play at a time. We're going to give him a few plays. And some of these might be called.
I love how Sam's not arguing with me no more. I feel like he's just on my side. That's good stuff.
No, wait, hold on.
Anyway.
Hold on. Let's not make anyway. It sound like that I've...
Kumbaya.
I've been very consistent.
It's okay to kumbaya.
The one who's changed it's okay is to... Devin Gardner.
I'm sorry?
Devin Gardner's changed.
Do you see how many bad plays on here?
Hold on. He's come with his own plays.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
come
yeah,
with
yeah,
his own
yeah.
plays.
Oh, so you was a little hot because you had to do that.
No.
You was already stressed out.
And look at you. You weren't necessarily starting with the positive plays all the time.
No. Okay, I get that. But it's okay to kumbaya with me, Sam.
Okay.
You don't got to act like that. Don't act like that.
I'm not acting like anything.
Oh, my goodness.
We got to get to a break, folks.
It's like he knows my plays because the next play is two good plays. Look at that.
I mean, it's important to show that Cade is doing some really good things out there.
You're saying really good is excessive, but
okay.
He's doing good things.
He's doing some good things out there.
Yeah.
All right, see, Devin. Only
words matter. Words matter. Words matter,
okay.
Sam.
One of the things he's doing really well is he's a leader.
Absolutely.
See, clearly,
absolutely,
there's something in that these coaches
something
see
in them.
That they think, man, that's really good.
Yeah.
We want to maintain that.
Yeah.
And so this is, and you're going to show some examples of some of the good things he's doing. We got to get to this break so we can finish this breakdown and get to some Sparty talk with Devin. Because one of the gutsiest performances I've ever seen in a Michigan State game. I told you this before, man. And I came on the air after that. I was like, man, this offensive line, bro.
It's like they hate my guts.
Right.
But they just weren't that good.
Well, we'll get to that on the other
happens.
Side here. On the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, The Ticket.